This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Monster Truck Show is coming to the XL Center the 29th and 30th. They actually do two shows on the Saturday and then one on the Sunday. And I checked, there's some pretty good seats left, and you got a lot of options for the shows. And it's just, I've never been, right? And Matt's been, and he says it's cool, but it's really loud and really fun, and the kids love it. So we were like, let's get a driver on. Let's see what it's like. And not only get the driver, it's like, I think it's like the driver of, like, I don't know if what you call it. It's like, is Gravedigger like the Michael Jordan of monster trucks? I don't know. Matt Cody joining us now on Brian and Company. So you got four kids, Matt, right?
Hey there. Good morning. Yeah, I do. Four kids. I was rushing out the door this morning trying to get them all, one to the bus and three to daycare.
Is it like you do these shows on the weekends and you come home and your wife's like, here?
Yeah. I used to have a second job. I'd come home and work another 30 hours at a trucking job, and we both came to the agreement that it was like, yeah, maybe I should just take those days and try to relax and be dad and have fun with the kids, and that way she can work and do her thing. But yeah, when I get home, she's ready to clock out and throw them at me.
I was going to ask you that. We'll get to the monster truck thing, but since you brought it up, you're able to now have this be your full-time career?
Yeah, I would never thought in a million years that I would ever be able to be a monster gym driver full-time and travel the world. I mean, I've went all over the world with a 12,000-pound Gravedigger truck, and like you said, it's a full-time job. So we do it every weekend. We fly out. Actually, I'm getting ready to fly out today to Toledo, Ohio, and I'll come back on Monday and then repeat again, do it again on Thursday. And it's just a crazy lifestyle.
It's cool. You bring up all these other questions. We'll get to the Monster Jam in a second. What's the favorite place you've ever gone and driven?
I get asked that a lot, and it's hard to answer. My all-time favorite was my hometown Speedway, Hagerstown Speedway from Hagerstown, Maryland. That's where I grew up watching Monster Jam, fell in love with it there. Got to compete there a couple times. Unfortunately, we don't do it anymore. But internationally, because I said I've been all over the world, I went to South Africa in 2023 for 3 weeks, did three stops, and by far one of my favorite places to go to.
That's cool. We're talking with Matt Cody, who drives the Gravedigger at the Monster Jam, which is at the XL Center March 29th and 30th. Can you explain to people who don't know what goes on at these events what actually happens?
Yeah, I mean, we're the greatest show on dirt. We're bringing in eight of the best competitors, eight of the best Monster Jam trucks. To the XL Center. It's been, I think 2012 was the last time I was there, but I was a crew chief for a truck called Higher Education that looked like a school bus. So it's pretty cool to come back and actually get to compete. We come in, we do four competitions. We have four events there over the weekend with four competitions three competitions. Racing, which is head-to-head racing. Who wants to be the fastest across the line. And then we go into a two-wheel skills competition. That's where we're going to come out and basically show off our best tricks on the front tires, the back tires, the side tires, whatever we can do, a big old sky wheelie. And then at the end, we do freestyle. That's the fan favorite, 75 seconds. to come out and do whatever you want. Get some big air, roll over, wheelies again, and maybe even spice it up at the end with a big old backflip.
And it's, is it like WWE competitive, or like you really want to go out there and win?
No, we all want to win. I mean, this is a point series. Knock on wood, I'm tied right now. I had a rough weekend last weekend in Grand Rapids, so John Zimmer Jr. was able to catch up to me. But no, it is legit. We get 8 points if you win each competition, 1 point if you get last, and we added up through the whole series. So we still have probably at least 9 more weeks of this tour. And if you win, you get the automatic bid to the Monster Jam World Finals, which is our Super Bowl. So that's where we bring out 24 trucks, and you want to go out there and be the best. It's where all the fans from all over the world come out, and we put on the biggest event on dirt.
You know, Monster Jam is at the XL Center March 29th and 30th. We're talking with the driver of Gravedigger, Matt Cody. I'm just curious because I feel like when my kids had monster trucks when they were little, I feel like we had Gravedigger. Was Gravedigger around before you drove it, or is it something you were part of creating?
Oh, absolutely. That's what I tell everybody. I was watching it as a kid as I was growing up. So as long as I can go back to when I was going to Hagerstown Speedway 3 years old or so, Gravedigger was there. Dennis Anderson, Pablo Huffaker, Lyle Hancock, all these great drivers that drove the truck. So I grew up watching it. I started driving for a guy right here in Hagerstown, Maryland, called Mike Botters. He has a truck called Black Stallion and a couple other names. So I got my foot in the door with him, and that's where I learned everything from driving the semi to working on the trucks to building the trucks. And I got my butt beat by Gravedigger a bunch of times, but I always joked and I said, I'm going to drive that truck one day. And in 2023, the door opened up, and I never looked back.
Yeah, I got a couple of last questions for you, Matt, before I let you go, and I appreciate the time, especially, you know, when it's getting the kids off to school. Matt Cody, who drives Gravedigger for Monster Jam, which is at the XL Center, March 29th and 30th, two shows on Saturday, 1 and 7, and one show on Sunday. In terms of competition, because you drive so much in competition, do you like practice? Or like, how does that work?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Well, our practice is, I would like to say, more or less when we're at the events. But we do have a test facility, which is awesome, because if you go way back in the day, there wasn't anything like this. It was just a bunch of good old boys and their trucks. And if you had a buddy that lets you drive, you got a chance to drive. But nowadays, man, they take we have a 14-time world champion, Tom Mintz, who drove Maximum Instruction. And he's the professor. He's the teacher. And they get all these new recruits and rookies. And even myself, if I want to go back out and for a weekend and try something, if the schedule is open, we go out to Paxton, Illinois, and it's a place called Monster Jam University, and they have the same exact arena pod that we use at the XL Center, and then the same stadium style tracks they have out there. And they'll let us go out there, and we can go out and practice, and maybe that's where we come up with some new stunts. That's where the rookie drivers come out there, and they'll go out there for weeks upon weeks and train. And then when they do show up to their first event, they look like they're not even new. They look like they've been doing it for years.
What do you like better, inside or outside? Like, what's the difference?
I like the arenas. The arenas, obviously, they have more events in them, and it's more work. You got, it's longer weekends, but you have more chances to try things. You get more chances at racing. You get more chances at, freestyle and skills. The stadiums are awesome. I love the stadiums. Big air, big four stadium, you know, football stadium style tracks, you know, massive jumps and stuff. But I like to tell people, if you go out there and you have a bad night and you're done for the rest of the night, and you don't, you know, you got to wait till next weekend. At least if I have a bad night on Friday night, I still got Saturday, Sunday. So, and the arenas, you're up close and personal. There's not a bad seat in the house. All the action is right there in front of your face. Yeah.
What show do you like the best? There's two on Saturday, one on Sunday. Which one do you think people should try to get tickets for the most?
I mean, the way this tour has been, like I said, it's been a stacked tour, and it's been close calls, different winners every weekend, every competition, everyone. It doesn't matter which one. We're gonna wow you out. It doesn't matter if it's the first show or the last show. There's going to be carnage. There's going to be wow moments, and there's going to be close calls in the points races. So I would go to all of them. But, I mean, you can't pass up the Saturday morning and the Sunday morning for the pit party. That's where you get to come out, meet all your favorite drivers, get up close and personal with the trucks and us, take some pictures, bring all your favorite things out to get signed. So can't miss those 2 days. The pit parties are great, but every single event's going to be awesome.
That's great. Listen, Matt, it's great to meet you, and good luck with the kids. It sounds like it's probably more challenging sometimes than the driving, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Hey, I can't wait. Like I said, it's been 2012 was the last time I was there. I never competed, but I can't wait, and thank you guys for having me.
All right. Have a good day, sir.
Hey, thanks, you too.
All right, Matt Cody, he drives Gravedigger, March 29th and 30th.